Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title real quick.
Hi, I'm Simone Eccleston, the founder and chief genius officer of the Black Genius Foundation.
And we are speaking because we wanted to tell everybody about what you just mentioned, the Black Genius Foundation, which you launched, I guess, last year. Tell me about how the idea came about to begin with. You know, how did you, you know, you're sure you're kicking around ideas in your head and you say, let's make this a thing.
So the Black Genius Foundation seeks to transform the conversation around genius by placing Black artists and the Black creative ecosystem at the center. It was born out of my almost two-decade career celebrating and investing in the creative genius of artists of the African diaspora. And so, you know, it was born out of my work at like renowned institutions where I've uplifted and celebrated and invested in Black genius at organizations like Harlem Stage, the Kennedy Center, and AMLA, which was known as the Association of Latino American Musicians in Philadelphia. And so, you know, like in thinking about this trajectory from AMLA to Harlem Stage, working with entities like Revive Music Group, and then now at the Kennedy Center, it's like all of this has been a deep commitment and investment in Black artists and their work.
Yeah, exactly. And before we dive even further into the foundation, just you mentioned a couple local venues that people will recognize. Remind them, for instance, what all you've programmed at the Kennedy Center. You have a very special title at the Kennedy Center, which has brought some really cool programs in recent years.
Yes. So I am the director of hip hop culture and contemporary music at the Kennedy Center. And I have the profound honor of celebrating and investing in the genius of hip hop culture and the communities that created it. So programs that we've presented in recent years include, you know, we collaborated with Lyricist Lounge to celebrate their 30th anniversary, which was a triple bill featuring Rakim, KRS-One, and Slick Rick. We have ongoing collaborations with Black Girls Rock to present BGR Fest. We have an upcoming presentation with MC Light celebrating women in hip hop called I Am Woman. We've worked with Robert Glasper and presented his 2-week residency, in which we're showcasing various facets of his kind of artistry and creative expression. We have a 2-year ongoing residency with The Roots. And that has been really exciting. And I think it's like being able to create a home for artists, and more importantly, a home for a community, has been just, this is the reason why we do the work.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, just thank you for, and I'm sure all of our listeners will agree, thank you for bringing us all that great stuff to the Kennedy Center. You know, that years ago, we might not have seen programs like that, which is sad it's taken this long. But thank you that now, like in recent years, I feel like it's alive and diverse. And you know, a lot of our listeners see themselves reflected in the work at the Kennedy Center now. So thank you for helping make that a reality. Well, cool. So let's get more into the foundation then. So you said you started it last year. What's sort of the goal? Like, are you going to be investing in other up and coming artists? Like, or is there, you know, you hear of like the genius grants, are you going to be awarding grants, or what's sort of like the goal?
Yes. So our goal is to celebrate and invest in the intellectual and creative genius of Black artists, arts professionals, and arts organizations that have committed themselves to creating and supporting work dedicated to and rooted in the African diaspora. And so like this translates into, you know, a portfolio of programs, of which, you know, our central anchors include grants and awards, such as the Black Genius Prize, which provides unrestricted funds to artists, as well as arts professionals, arts organizations, and journalists and scholars. Then we have our Strokes of Genius program, which provides artists, journalists, curators with funding to create new projects. We also have our Future Genius program, which will help to support promising or rising artists. And then we have a host of public programs, which are designed to deepen public knowledge and awareness about the work of Black artists and the Black creative ecosystem. All of this is really about, you know, like we, about, when we talk about transforming the conversation, we talk about genius informally, right? But this is about codifying it and building a structure that supports it in a holistic and multidimensional way. It is about being intentional in our support of Black artists and their work, in addition to the ecosystem that supports it, but is also simultaneously emblematic of genius, right? There is genius in our scholarship, in our journalism, in our critique. There is genius in our curation. There's also genius in our institution building, right? And so all of this is about having a real conversation of about genius, what it looks like, and how it manifests in our community.
Fantastic. And thanks for giving me an overview of the different, there were several things in there I would like to now, you know, unpack individually, if that's okay. Mostly for my purposes. So I have multiple sound bites. So no worries. You might even be repeating some stuff, but it's okay. You mentioned Black Genius Prize, Strokes of Genius, and Future Genius. I'd like to, if we could, you know, drill down on each of those. So the Black Genius Prize, explain, I mean, and I know there's different ones that even within that, you know, Black Genius Prize can go for artists, arts professionals, journalists, etc. But I guess, are there any details that you could give me in terms of, you know, how many people might receive it a year, how much monetary we're talking about? I mean, I know it's new, so maybe it's all just ballpark numbers or figures, whatever. But like, yeah, just give me some more on the Black Genius Prize.
Well, the Black Genius Prize is really geared towards honoring artistic excellence and accomplishment in the arts. It is about being able to both celebrate and say thank you, right, to artists, arts professionals, journalists, and scholars, and arts organizations that have committed themselves to creating work that is centered and rooted in the Black experience. And so for us, this is about being able to provide, you know, unrestricted support that will, I think, hopefully continue to seed their creativity, you know, provide them with the opportunity to make, you know, to maybe at times take rest or, you know, make different choices that help to further seed and support their creativity, right? This is about being able to support their longevity, but most importantly, it's about being able to say thank you. Because as we know, you know, it's like oftentimes Black artists go under-recognized and under-resourced, like Black artists and Black institutions. And so like our hope is to be able to invest in them, continue to provide visibility and critical support that I think ensures that they are here for the long run.
Great. And do you know how many of those or how much, you know, those prizes like monetarily will be or resources that they will actually receive? Like, is there, I'm trying to get, if there's any like data, the math part of this article.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think like the goal is to be able to provide 8 Black Genius Prizes.
Eight.
In our,
okay.
Yes.
Is that every year?
And so like, it'll grow over the course of our trajectory, because ultimately, you know, it's like when we're looking at our 20-year vision for impact, our goal is to be able to provide 476 awards in support of Black Genius, distribute $12.9 million in funding, support 436 artists and cultural producers, 240 arts projects, 20 arts organizations, and hopefully derive 51% of our, support from the Black philanthropic community.
All right, now we're talking. See, now you got me. Now my journalistic stuff can. Now I have stuff for an article with that data, and that's the 20-year plan, right? You said.
Yeah, that is our 20-year vision for impact.
Okay, and awesome.
So, yeah, and so part of this is about, you know, like creating a deep investment in artists, and so, you know, it is our hope that our Black Genius Prizes will range anywhere from 75 to 100K and above. And then, you know, for, and then for like the ecosystem, we plan to give awards of 25,000 to each of the, to like artists and, excuse me, to journalists and scholars, to, arts professionals, organizations, and, yeah.
Great, great. So, and so that's all, everything you just mentioned, the 20-year plan, all those facts and figures, that's all for the Black Genius Prize, right?
That is, it's across the Black Genius Prize and Strokes of Genius.
In which that's everything. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So like our goal is to be able to provide, you know, with Strokes of Genius, it is.
Yeah, explain Strokes of Genius, how that differs from the Black Genius Prize.
Yeah, and so Strokes of Genius is an open application program in which we are able to provide artists with support to develop new work. And so our goal is to be able to, you know, provide artists with resources to, you know, record in the studio, to engage a dramaturg, or to, you know, acquire tools and resources to help to support the creation of new work. It may be studio time, you know, like it may be, you know, the acquisition of materials to help to create work. It may be, you know, for journalists or scholars, it may be about having the resources to conduct research, having the time to, you know, dedicate to like writing, like completing your writing process. And so it's like, we wanna be able to support artists as they work to develop new work, because this is also about seeding the field and seeding, you know, like Black creativity, the imagination, and like the field at large.
I love it. All right, so that'll help me break it down and that differentiate it a little bit. Okay, so the Strokes of Genius is like an open application for maybe like if someone's working on a specific project, like you're saying, and then the Black Genius Prize is more awarded. So you don't apply for the Black Genius. That is that like, is there like a committee that, you know, do you guys have like a board of trustees or something that you're sitting around and saying, okay, here's how we want to give out the Black Genius Prize?
Yes. So we do have a nomination process and an adjudication process for the prize.
Okay, great. And I assume, you know, I see your awesome list of folks on the Black Genius Brain Trust. I guess they're sort of part of your group, helping you put together, you know, which artists and organizations are worthy of some assistance there. So, who all is in the Brain Trust? Do you want to roll through some of the people? I don't know if you have time for all of them, but
sure. I mean, we have an extraordinary community, right, of visionaries that are partnering with us in support of our work. And so we have artists like Kyle Abraham, who is, you know, a MacArthur Genius winning choreographer, and he's also the artistic director of Abraham in Motion. We have Christian Scott Atunde Ajua, who is a two-time Edison Award winning and five-time Grammy nominated multi-instrumentalist, sonic architect, and composer. We also have Chloe and Maude Arnold, you know, Emmy nominated choreographers, tap dancers, producers, and founders of Chloe and Maude Productions, in addition to the Chloe and Maude Foundation. We have Kuti and Chike, directors, they're actually award-winning directors, documentary filmmakers, and founders of Creative Control. They actually have a new project, Genius, a Kanye trilogy that'll actually be premiering at Sundance next week. So that's really exciting. Rashida Bumbre, who is a choreographer, curator, and director of culture and art at Open Society Foundations. We have Camila Forbes, who is a director, producer, and she is the executive producer of the Apollo Theater. We also have Mark Bamuzi Joseph, who's an artist, cultural strategist, and he's also the vice president and artistic director of social impact at the Kennedy Center. Jason King, he's a musician, a journalist, scholar, and chair of NYU's Clive Davis Institute of Recorded Music. We have Kyle Adrian Scott, he's a writer, director, and producer. Jerry L. Johnson, he is a musician and the senior director of diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging at Universal Music Group. We have Jose James, who's a vocalist and co-founder of Rainbow Blonde Records. I could go on.
I hope folks can see that, you know, this is a massive effort from a ton of really talented, creative people. And what it's like that, you know, they say it takes a village. I mean, it's literally everybody pitching in here. It's so awesome.
It does. And, you know, when I think about this work, you know, part of like the things when we talk about it taking a village, when we talk about this being like, it's like, this is a work that is legacy work, right? This is work that builds off of a legacy and is inspired by legacy. And so like one of the key impetuses for the creation of this foundation, beyond my like career trajectory in the arts, was also, you know, Black writers in praise of Toni Morrison. During the pandemic, you know, I think as we were all kind of shuttered indoors, I watched Toni Morrison's The Pieces I Am. And the thing that I was most deeply moved by was, you know, like the segment in which they focused on Black writers in praise of Toni Morrison. And so, you know, at this point, Toni Morrison had released several critically acclaimed works and had not received the recognition that was due to her. And so her peers, you know, June Jordan and Houston A. Baker Jr., rallied fellow members of the Black writing community, and they wrote a statement in the New York Times called Black Writers in Praise of Toni Morrison. And what they did in that moment was they gave Toni Morrison her flowers. You know, like they acknowledged her immense contribution to the literary canon, to African-American culture and culture at large. And it's like when you hear, you know, June Jordan and Houston A. Baker talk about that, it is born out of profound love, profound admiration, and profound respect. You know, it's like they wanted to ensure that they provided acknowledgement and recognition for the life work of Toni Morrison, right? It's like, you know, it was just, there was so much love in that. And it's like, we seek to advance that legacy, you know, like that commitment to self-determination, that commitment to making sure that our artists receive their flowers, and the recognition that is due to them. And so, you know, when you, like, as you watch the documentary and you hear Toni Morrison kind of reflect on what that moment meant to her, you know, she says, it is one of the most kind of like profound experiences of her writing life, right? She says that she writes out of the culture, for the culture, through it, and she's in it. And a portion of that culture said, amen. And so for us, this is about saying amen to the leagues of artists, you know, that have committed themselves to creating work, to, you know, the generations of artists that have committed themselves to creating work, to the organizations that have their foundational mission dedicated to and rooted in the African diaspora. This is for the journalists and scholars that do deep study and critique of our work, that help to center us in the conversation of genius. And very much when you think about their scholarship and their body, you know, it's like that, this canon of work, of critique, of scholarship, you know, has documented, has served as a documentation of our experience, and also has been emblematic of genius. It ensures that like people know that we were here and that our contributions have been meaningful and profound. And so, you know, I think that this work with this beautiful community of visionary individuals who are emblematic of genius in their own right builds on that tradition and ensures that we codify, you know, the conversation of Black genius and ensure that like Black artists and the Black creative ecosystem are at the center and have a system and structure that support them.
Yes, exactly. And thanks so much for weaving in that your experience with watching the Toni Morrison thing. Yeah, bring the flowers now. We don't wait. Like let's get people their recognition now. Cool. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, you mentioned the future genius part. Is that for, I guess that's for like younger people, like kids that you identify that you want to help them in the early stages? Like what's sort of the plan for, I guess, how do you identify, you know, which youth could help?
Right. So it's not for small children. Okay. It is actually for like emerging professionals.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay. So like young adults.
Yes. So yeah, definitely thinking about artists that are emerging in their career and or like early stages or at the early stages of their professional career. Gotcha. And demonstrate, you know, and demonstrate promise, because like our goal is to be able to, you know, when we're thinking about like the Black Genius Foundation and its community, it is holistic in nature and all of it is like cyclical, right? So it's like being able to like build our cohort of, in our community of, you know, artists and, you know, members of our creative ecosystem, and then having them help to support and nurture the next generation, right? Part of it is like mentorship. Part of it is being able to provide professional development opportunities. And so like our goal is to create something that is holistic, right? And representative of the ecosystem, something that is both generational and intergenerational in scope. So that way we are honoring those that have dedicated them their lives and also supporting those that are coming up.
Fantastic. Yes, it is cyclical. Before you become Toni Morrison, let's find the future Toni Morrisons, etc.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Great. Well, this sounds great. We'll do our best to get the word out on WTOP. Tell everybody where they can find out more, you know, plug the website or social handles or anything.
Yes, wonderful. So you can actually learn more about our work at the blackgeniusfoundation.org. So it is the blackgeniusfoundation.org. In addition, you can follow us on social media. Our handle on Instagram, which I recommend because that, you know, is definitely very active, is @blackgeniusfoundation. Once again, it's @blackgeniusfoundation.
Easy to remember. Awesome.
Thank you so very much.